Okay, let's start from Aleph Shin Tzadi Zayin. We started yesterday with Aleph. I'm going to start just reading one verse of Halacha. Let's repeat it. Kol Adam Yesh Lo Alpayim Amal L'Chol Ruach. Every person has 2,000 amos every from every side from where he rests. Chutz Me Arba Amos of besides the box of 4 amos. O Me Amokom Sheshavas Bo and besides the place where he is resting. So when Shabbos begins, if you are out in the field in the middle of nowhere, you can draw around yourself an imaginary box. We learned the last two days that this imaginary box we can be bleaming, and the box can be 8 amos by 8 amos. You draw that imaginary box, and all 4 sides of that box, one is permitted to walk 2,000 amos. If a person finds himself inside of a structure that has 4 walls, hukaf ladira, then he's given the entire structure, 2,000 amos, and at the end of the perimeter of the structure. So if he's in a very large house, the 2,000 amos will not begin until the end of the walls of the house. If he's living in a city, then the 2,000 amos begin at the end, the perimeter of the city base. Kodash olav hayom bebekam. What happens if it's Shabbos? Shabbos begins, and he is in a valley. Ve'eino yodea tchum Shabbos. Does not know the tchum. He does not know. He did not make a measurement before Shabbos. Typically, in ancient times, where you had a little city, the tchum was marked during the week. Someone would go out and with measuring instruments and mark exactly 2,000 amos. So people should know that on Shabbos, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. So they have something similar to this in the communities that have an Eruv. So some communities have an Eruv, I'm talking about the real Eruv, so they have signs on the poles, Ad Kan Eruv. He cannot walk further, don't go further than here, the Eruv ends here. So Kodash, Alof Hayom, Bebeka, Ve'in Yodei Tchum Shabbos, the Bebeka, if it's Shabbos, and you don't know the Tchum Shabbos, Mahalech Alpayim Pesios Bei Nonios Shehem Tchum Shabbos. So if you don't know where the Tchum ends, so what you do is you can walk 2,000 steps. 2,000 average steps. The Mishnah Berurah, let's see, Mishnah Berurah explains why 2,000 steps. Pesios Bei Nonios, Hainu Chatzi Amo, Mikoy Matzav HaRegel, V'Chatzi Amo, Hu Bein Regel, Regel B'Pesio Bei Nonios. A person, when he is standing, he takes up a half an amma. I guess when he spreads his feet. And when he walks, when he takes a step, that's another half an amma. So the combination of where you stand and your step, your stride, is one complete amma. So if you do that 2,000 times, then you know that you have approximately reached the end of the tchum. Okay, so you're allowed to make the measurement on yourself, and the Mishnah Berurah, I believe, says that it's not called Meisudas Nadirshu. It's how are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? Yeah, but it's a medida. You're not allowed to measure on Shabbos. We have a halacha. So the answer is this goes back. The only time you're allowed to make a eruv tchumin is only for a mitzvah. Unlike eruv chatzeros, and when you put up the strings to make your regular Eruv, that does not need to be made L'Shem Eruv. That can be made for any purpose whatsoever, but an Eruv Tchumen can only be made L'Shem Mitzvah. So since this anyway is being done L'Shem Mitzvah, and now you're measuring your footsteps, it's a Medida Shel Mitzvah. And Medida Shel Mitzvah is Mutter. Gimel. Kishem She'ein Adem Hashay L'Halech V'Shabbos V'Yom Tov El Alpayim Amal L'Chol Ruach. Just like you're not allowed to walk on Shabbos and you have more than 2,000 amos, we learned yesterday Yom Tov it's Asur Machlokes is walk on Yom Tov Asur Midraban or Midraisa. Halacha Lemaisa, we pass that even the Yud Beis Mil is only Midraban. That's what we discussed yesterday with a non-Jew. You can be lenient and you can tell him to get you something from Chutz Tchum. However, now we come to New Chiddush. Koch Kela Vehem Toy Ein Yachol Shum Adam Lahilicham Chutz the Alpayim Amos Shel Baalim. This is a very important halacha. Okay, it's not really no gemach l'mais because we don't really have issues that much with tchumen, but a person's property also is subject to the tchum of the owner. The mechaber is going to give them all these examples with animals. This comes from the Gemara, and that's why the mechaber gives all the examples. But generally speaking, let's say a person is at home and he has all of his clothing. He has a jacket, he has a coat, he has rubbers, he has whatever he has, and someone here, there's a guest. And the guest has his own tchum. Let's say, for argument's sake, you're in the bungalow colony, and a person who wants to go to a certain bungalow. So before Shabbos, he actually made an eruv tchumen. this person, there are two people in the colony, and this one person made a real Eruv Eitchum, so he can walk 4,000 amos to the east, and you're at home in the bungalow colony, and you did not make the Eruv Eitchum, so you can only go 2,000 amos. And this person who's going 4,000 amos east to go to another shul, to the competing shul, he wants to borrow your hat. It's a Haredi place there. And they only can come there only if you're dressed in black. So he needs a black hat. And you happen to have a black hat, so he wants to borrow your black hat so he can walk there. So the answer is he's not allowed to take your hat. Because although he made an Eruv Eitchumen, you did not make an Eruv Eitchumen. And even though you're not going anywhere, you're staying put, but all of your property is tofel to you. Just like you may not travel more than 2,000 amos to the east, your clothing may not travel 2,000 amos to the east. So your neighbor who made an Eruv Eitchumen, he may not take your property with him 4,000 amos in the other direction. So we're going to see over here a whole number of examples. And the classic examples we're giving over here is dealing with shepherds. It was very common in ancient times to have shepherds, and you give your animals to shepherds to take them out to graze. And being the animals need to graze on Shabbos, animals also need to eat on Shabbos. The question of the animals mooks on Shabbos, but even if it's mooks, you're not touching the animal, the animal needs to eat. The shepherds would typically have a Eruv Eitchumen. And the people living in the cities would not have the Eruv Eitchum because they don't need to be with the animals. And you want to give your animal to a shepherd. The question is, can the shepherd take your animal? Is there a problem of the animal going to a different tchum? So that we're going to see right now. One more time, Gimel. You're not allowed to go more than the clothing and the garments may not go more than 2,000 amos. Let's say the owner made an erev to one side. No one is allowed to take your property even one step outside of the area where you were allowed to go. Haga, the ayin le'el saif simen shin hei, imutu limsar behema le'en Yehudi b'makam sheyesh locha sheyotziyena chutz l'tchum. There's an issue. What happens if you give an animal, your property, to a non-Jew? And there is a possibility that the non-Jew will take your animal outside the tchum. So that's an issue of mirla akum. So that will leave for another time. And the Mishnah Berurah there says, "V'sham in sifkat and tes, v'sham mevar leheter it's mutter." As long as you do not know for sure that the guy will take your animal outside the tchum, it is mutter. V'ayin sham in Mishnah Berurah the yesh machbim va'olam lohagim leheter the olam is going to be lenient. Achein litzavoy sashiyolichenu chutz the tchumas. But everyone, of course, you're not allowed to directly tell the non-Jew to take your animal outside the tchum. Now, this issue, there's an interesting dirshu here somewhere. The question is, this issue of your clothing going outside the tchum, is this part of the din d'oraisa, or is it a din d'rabbanan? Like we learned yesterday, everyone agrees that going, let's just take a step back. 2,000 amos, according to most opinions, is for certainly only nisa d'rabbanan. The issue is, what about Yud Beis Mil? So we learned yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah with the Dirshu supplement that there are different opinions. Most opinions hold that Yud Beis Mil is an Isser De'oiraisa, walking 12 times the Tchum. We learned yesterday that the Tchum is approximately 3/4 of a mile. So walking 12 times 3/4 of a mile is an Isser De'oiraisa because of the Pasuk Al Yetze Ish Memekoimoi Bayoim Hashvi. Even though that Pasuk is referring to carrying, it's not referring to walking. Chazal extended the Pasuk to refer to walking as well. And then we got into that's according to one opinion. Others say, no, even that's only Yosem Midrabanan. And then we got into the issue, what about Yom Tov? But what about your clothing? When the Pasuk says, Al Yetze Ish Mimikoimoi, it's referring specifically to you, not to your property. It doesn't say in the Pasuk that your property may not leave the Mokoim on Shabbos. So this is a debate. There are different opinions if the clothing of a person is an Isser Midr, is Azasem Midrabanan or not. Okay, now there is, that's one very important point. Now there's another important point that he brings down over here, which I forgot to mention yesterday. Let's just look at it very quickly. If you have the Mishnah of the Dirshu on the right side, number 5, where he talks about the squaring out, someone mentioned this briefly yesterday, about squaring out the 2,000 amos. When you have your tchum, and you are allowed to walk 2,000 amos in each direction, what about the diagonal? Just like we learned before, when the person creates for himself, when it's Shabbos begins, he's allowed to create a box of 8 amos by 8 amos. 4 amos in each direction. So that means not only do you have 4 amos in each direction, you have the diagonal. So when you go from corner to corner, you really go, you're going 10, almost 11 amos. So you start out that Mekoyma Shaladam is 4 amos, but you can go 4 amos in each direction. So when you draw the box from end to end, it's 8 by 8. A diagonal comes out to close to 11 amos. So you can really travel 11 amos within your own dalat amos. Now, you want to make the tchum. Tchum, you have 2,000 amos in all four directions. What does that mean? Does that mean you draw a circle? I'm sure you all remember from Daf Yomi, Masechta Erev, all the picture books. The person is in the middle. Do you draw the circle? Or are you allowed to go 2,000 amos in each direction and draw a box? Halacha l'maaseh, so we are lenient. We take the lenient approach, and you're allowed to draw a box, and you have basically 2,800 amos. Just the Mishnah on the right side, if you have the right side of the Dirshu. Number Meloshna Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah Mashmah Shashayves Michutz Leir Einu Rishay Lahalch Mishabes Elapayim Dal Amos Meidach Shita Shabei Mutam Shereshay Lahalch Lochol Tzad Shiel Payim Amah VeAlach Soinam. And the diagonal you're allowed to walk. Sheheim alpayim ushmona meosama, 2,800 amos. So you can draw the box. I mean, you can be creative how you draw the box. If you want to be able to go 2,800 amos, just make an imaginary box, just to be consistent. Your destination is 2,800 amos away. So just draw for yourself the imaginary box where the angles are in a way. The four sides are in a way where the place where you want to go will be the diagonal, which will allow you to go 2,800 amos. The cause of Chazonish, Shagam Halacha Shaloi Paiskim Rabbein Tam, even though Jerry Yomas like Rabbein Tam, Mikol Mokom Rishai Odom Lahalich Mokom Shivisas Alpaim Moshmanim Es Amos Luchol Tzad Musim Shkem Shalpaim Amah Nikvois Biribua Biribua Ze Biyad Odom Lukvoya Leizer Ruach Shayirtz Nims Shiyochol Lahachlil Shalpaim Amos of Yel Ruach Musiemes Vial Gidei Kach Yochol Lulachas Lekivun Shechofetz Bo Alpaim Amos Imalach Sin Shalpaim Moshmanim Es Amos. An incredible Chesed Chazonish, like I just told you. That you can decide where the box, how the box is drawn to your advantage to allow you to travel 2,800 amos. There are some opinions of Namasing Ramgumara in the Rishonim is that when you draw the box, you have to take out a compass, and the box is drawn to the Tzofin of the world, the Dharma of the world, the east and the west. Take the ruach, the fixed east, north, west, wherever you are. So draw the box. First of all, who says you can draw a box? Can't draw a box. You draw a circle. 2,000 amos on all four sides. But you can't go into corners. Okay, you want to be making. You want to draw a box and get 2,800 amos. So square the circle. But how do you square the circle? You have to follow the north. The four corners of the earth are based upon the convention of Doron, Tzofon, the equator. You have to follow what's due to Tzofon, so on and so forth. The Chazanish says, no, there's no Tzofon and Dharm. You do whatever you want. Draw the box however you want. And if it happens to work out that the only way you can get to 2,000, your destination, you draw the box on this angle, so go right ahead. No one's stopping you. And that way, l'chatchila, you're allowed to travel exactly where you want. It's a very interesting chiddush from the Chazanish.
More than 2,000, yeah. 2,800.
Exactly, because you're going to draw the box in that direction. Let's say you want to go somewhere on Shabbos, and your destination is 2,500 amos, and it's not due north. Right. It's not due north south. It's the corner, a diagonal. So the Chazan says, so it's fine, go there. Just be consistent. Just be consistent in what you do. Make believe. Take out a map.
look where you are and draw the box and where you want to be. You can go now 2,800 that direction. But just be careful that you don't go 2,800 in the other direction.
Yeah.
Draw the box however you like, but stick to that those imaginary lines, to those boundaries. Okay, let's now go. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention to you was about the Kalim, which it's somewhere over here, but we'll just leave it for now. There's a Machlokes in the Rishonim. What status is this, that your garments and your property may not leave the Tchum? Is that the Oiraisa or is that the Rabban? Do that follow the same rules? This is a debate. There are different opinions. And of course, when you want to be lenient, there's grounds to be lenient when it comes to your property, because it's not exactly what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Al Yetzi Ish Mimikoimai, does not say that your property should not leave the Tchum. Okay, we're Machmir, we don't let the property leave the Tchum, but it's not the same level of stringency. Let's go further. Dal. So now we're going to run through this very quickly, because this basically illustrates the principles that we've just learned. Hamoyser Behemtoi Libinoi Harehi Kiragli Off. If a father gives over his animal to his son, the father and the son have different Tchumen. The father made a tchum to the east, the son made a tchum to the west, and the father gives the animal to the son to take care of. Harehi kiragle ho'ov. So the son is always, he defers to the father. We consider the animal still to be under the authority of the father. This, of course, done before Shabbos. And the animal is the property of the father. It can only go in the direction of the father, not in the tchum of the son. The Mishnah Brura seems to say disagree with this halach. He disagrees with the Mechaber. If you look quickly in Ha'os Yud, Sifkat and Yud, Mishnah Brura is reflecting the times. See, in ancient times, children were much more deferential to their parents. Today, times have changed. Parents, parents have to defer to the children. Olam hafuch, right? Rachman al tzlan. So v'har becholkim al psak hamachaber u'svir luhu debenoi lo yodif me'acher. The son is no different than anyone else. The son, children today are too independent, even in his time. Fascinating. If he gives over often his animal to his children to take care of, to shepherd, it's as if he's given over to a shepherd, which we're going to learn in one moment, and the rule is the animal takes on the tchum of the shepherd. Okay, so basically the Mechaber is telling us that there's a difference between a father, let's read the moment of the halacha review, hey, misara Leroya, Simin Sifhei, if the person gives over an animal to a shepherd, Afilu Nisan Lobu Yom Tov, even if he gives it to him on Yom Tov itself, Harehi Kiragli Har, because it was assumed, even though the Tchum is triggered, this is a very interesting halacha, the Tchum is triggered Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, just like the Erev Echatzeros is triggered Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, when Shabbos begins. Your Tchum is decided the moment when Shabbos begins. So the animal, when Shabbos begins, the animal was in your possession. We would assume that the animal takes on the tchum of yourself. The chiddush is, since it was meant to be that you would give the animal to your shepherd, because that's what you always do. It's assumed limafreya, like brera, that the shepherd already had the animal before Shabbos began, and being that the shepherd is an independent person, the animal takes on the tchum of the shepherd. Harehi kiragli haroya v'imisar l'shneirom. Now this is a very interesting chiddush. This is a principle which you can apply to life in general. V'imisar l'shneirom harehi kiragli v'olecha. Let's say the father, the owner of the animal, sees two shepherds, and between the three of them, there are three different tchumen. The father, the owner, is going to go east. Shepherd number one is going west. Shepherd number two is going north. Each one has a different tchum. And the owner of the animal sees two shepherds on Shabbos, or even before on Shabbos, and he says, "Here's the animal. You figure it out. You figure out which one of you just take care of my animal." And you don't give it not to number one, not to number two. So now each one cancels each other out, and the animal by default remains back in the reshus of the original owner.
And that means the animal can only go where the owner can go. If it's only one shepherd, then the one shepherd gets it, and the animal becomes dependent on the chum of the shepherd. But if there are two shepherds, so they're going to fight. What happens when you fight? No one wins. When no one wins, it goes back to the default. Who's the default? The owner. So the animal has to follow the tchum of the original owner. The im sara l'shnei ra'im harehi kiragle v'olecha mibnei shloikon echa mehem. Mishnah Bura Yud Gimel. Mishnah Bura Yud Gimel says, Rod Salaymar, dibichagoyim zeh, sheyesh kama ra'im, ein dako limsar sheyeh b'rishosom le'inim kinyin shvisa. Since there's so many people are cooks, no one's going to be in control. According from the Mechaber, it is mashma. This doesn't make a difference when you give it to the shepherd. Even before Shabbos or on Shabbos, they're going to fight, therefore no one gets it. Many disagree with the Mechaber. They differentiate. They disagree. And if you give it to the shepherds before Shabbos begins, then the animal takes on the common denominator of the shepherds. And it's released from the domain of the Ba'olim. That's another important thing that we have to come to a little bit later on, is that what happens when an object is shared by partners? If an object is shared by partners, then the object can only travel the common denominator. So if you made an Eruv to go, let's say, 3,000 Amos into the east, you put the Eruv 1,000 Amos away from civilization. So you can go 3,000 Amos east, and your partner can go 3,000 Amos west, then the object can only go 1,000 Amos in each direction, because that is the common denominator of the two. Let's say you made an Eruv to go all the way in one direction, and your friend in the other direction, so then you're stuck in the middle. The object cannot even move one inch, because there is no overlap. So that's the same principle over here. If according to the Mishnah Berurah, he comes to disagree with the Mechaber, he points out that many places can disagree with the Mechaber, and they differentiate between giving it to the shepherd before Shabbos and giving it to the shepherd on Shabbos. If you give it to the shepherd before Shabbos, then it's out of the reshus of the owner, and it becomes under the common denominator of the shepherds. Only when you give it to the shepherds on Shabbos itself, then they don't get it, because they're fighting over it. It's too late to fight. It's already Shabbos. Then it remains in the reshus of the Ba'olim, and it takes on the duchum of the Ba'olim. So he gives two different examples where it's not going to, like the Mechaber says, if you give it to the shepherds on Shabbos itself, no one gets it. Even if you give it to them before Shabbos, and on Shabbos itself you try to select which shepherd you want, it's too late. If you say nothing, then it has the common denominator of the shepherds. But if you try to ruin it by selecting a shepherd on Shabbos itself, then by your statement is going to ruin it, no one gets it, it will go back to the Ba'olim, it can only travel as far as the Ba'olim can go. Okay, let's stop here with Vav. Okay, 524 Vav, we'll stop here.